Jesus Christ is coming soon. Take that towel off of your head.
Welcome. Welcome to the community.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, guys.
We have PT.
Duck. Duck. Goose. I'm mocking your religion.
Muslim terrorist.
This is assault.
Parasites love pigs. Okay, and they carry numerous parasites.
What type of message are we sending by openly praying in Times Square?
Did he know the hour? You see, nobody has an answer.
So
that's
now,
interesting.
So now he was actually...
Is that a Christian tradition?
They let him come in, and he's still lying.
They're throwing here and was threatened and kicked out by an angry mob of jihadists.
This is the danger. This is the Dean.
Assalamu alaikum. In the Dean Show studio, Sheikh Uthman ibn Farooq, how you doing?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Doing good. Alhamdulillah. Pleasure being here.
Good to see you.
This is a dream come to reality. The Dean Center is coming up and running. Alhamdulillah. I remember coming here with you when it was nothing here and we're just, you know, envisioning this, and alhamdulillah.
It's in Islam, we believe in one God. We don't worship idols, we don't worship people. We love Jesus, we love Moses, we love Abraham, we love Muhammad. We believe they're all prophets of God. We believe that that one true God that Jesus worshipped is the same one true God we worship.
Islam has changed, William, in the most amazing ways. Most amazing ways. I'm devastated by what I've seen here. I'm absolutely devastated, and thank you for hosting this. Thank you for doing this.
They're just looking for a reaction. They're looking for trouble. We're here to educate humanity. And you see, brothers and sisters, what we're up against, but alhamdulillah, we're going to continue striving to get the Dawah Center, the educational center, open so we can go ahead and educate humanity on the most misunderstood way of life. We need your support right now. Assalamu alaikum.
A long way, and we're not even officially open because the Dean Center, its mission is education.
Yes.
So we had Thanksgiving weekend. You guys are here. We got community with family. Thanksgiving is supposed to be thanks, right? You're giving thanks.
Giving shukr.
Shukr, right? So the theme was thanks to God, right? Right. Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. And then let's kick it off. You were the one of the first who saw the uninvited guests, which they could have been invited to come in, and you actually did that. Let's show the clip, and then you can kind of give us a breakdown.
Let's show the clip.
Yeah. How you guys doing? You're more than welcome. Welcome to the community.
Thank you. Thank
we
you for coming,
guys. We have PT. Yeah. You don't have to record from here. You can come and join us.
You want to go inside here and record?
We welcome you.
Yeah. No problem.
We, as Muslims, we are welcoming you again. So if you would like to join us for free food, please sit down, ask us any questions. We are your neighbors. We have no issues with being here.
We love thy neighbor.
Record me as well.
All right, guys. Have a nice day.
Seriously, I mean, off camera and all that, if you want to join us, see what we're doing, you're more than welcome.
We love to give it to you. We know what you're doing.
What are we doing?
We know.
What are we doing? What do you think we're doing?
I'll interview you, but you're not going to like what I have to say.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so you see there, when they came out in trying to instigate and in trying to rile us up and trying to get us to give a negative reaction, we responded with a positive, welcoming attitude. And that's the great thing that we have this on video, because when they post online and they chop and they lie, we have the videos, we have the evidence that shows that we were having a peaceful, community-based, welcoming event here, thanking Allah for the bounties that we have, which was open to Muslims and non-Muslims. These guys came with their cameras, with their attitude to try to instigate. We saw them, we approached them and welcomed them. And we told them, you have the right to record, nobody's stopping you. If you want to come inside and take a look at what's going on, we'll welcome you, we'll share food with you, free of charge, we'll bring you water, we'll drink you tea, whatever you like. You're our neighbors. We are a people who believe in being good to our neighbors. And you see, we don't go to churches and start these kinds of problems. We don't go to synagogues and start these kind of problems. We don't go and instigate against other communities. We live peacefully, and we believe in living peacefully. And now when these people came, and if you're a Christian and you're watching, look at the attitude of these people. We were welcoming to them. You can hear me say that you're welcome to come inside. And he says, I know what you guys are doing in there. Well, what are we doing? Oh, I'm not going to say. Well, how do you know? Have you come inside? Have you seen what we're doing? I welcome you to come inside. I refuse. So just want to stand outside and cause a problem. And then it gets worse because, as you will see later on, they tried to instigate a fight. And we were peaceful, we were direct, but we were welcoming to them. We offered them food. And instead of being appreciative of such a welcoming gesture, even though they were coming to us in a hostile manner, even then, they refused and instigated further.
It was interesting when we were out there, you had the cameraman, and as I'm explaining, because now his audience, whoever's behind the camera, I'm trying to have them see what they're actually afraid of, which is something that their inside, their very nature is going to accept. Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation, right?
And right.
You beautifully explained that, and I'm explaining it, and I'm asking the cameraman, I said, look, if you agree with this, does it make sense? Just let me, he said, I can't talk. I said, just nod your head. I'm going to explain Islam to you. I went over the 6 articles of faith, the 5 pillars, and after each one, I said, does that make sense? He's nodding his head.
He was nodding his head.
If you're asking me to agree to affirm something that I don't believe, I'm not going to say yes. If you start telling me
right.
this monkey's God, I'm going to be like, no. I'm going to start to, you know, if
God is three, no.
He's affirming every step of the way. It's interesting.
Right.
And then the cameraman, actually, after it was done, my cameraman, he was telling, their cameraman was telling, he was actually apologizing.
Wow.
Telling me that he kind of felt like, you know, bad.
He felt bad. I mean, if you're not Muslim and you're watching, just think about this. We're not out there protesting. We're not out there causing any issues. We are on private property.
You're trying to change the Constitution?
Not trying to change the Constitution at all. I love the Second Amendment. So, you know, so when you have a gathering that's peacefully sitting there and he's spreading nothing but peace and love, and people come there with that intent to try to instigate, just like they've been doing with the people that have been praying peacefully praying on their own, going and putting bacon in their face and yelling and spitting on them. I mean, you tell me, is that a representation of Christianity?
For people who haven't seen that, you have two incidents. Let's show that video. There's one in Florida. Which one you want to start with, Texas
Let's
or Florida?
Let's do Texas first.
Let's do Texas.
Duck, duck, goose. Duck, duck, goose. I'm mocking your religion because you're bowing towards a stupid pedophile's grave who you need Jesus as we forgive those who sin against us.
So you see here, these young men and women that were behind them as well, they were just peacefully praying. They weren't messing with anybody. They weren't trying to bring any Sharia law or anything that they tried to say. They weren't trying to change the Constitution. They were peacefully minding their own business and praying. You see them in their faces, spitting, yelling, obscenities, you know, things that are just trying to trigger people. Why? Why? Now watch this one from Florida. This is even worse.
So we got Texas now. Muslims praying in Florida. Let's have a look.
You're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ is coming soon. Take that towel off of your head.
The three Christian supremacists violently assaulted a group of Muslim students who were praying around 6:30 a.m. at the University of South Florida.
You guys don't have any bombs on you, do you?
We brought you some bacon. It's really good.
Bacon?
Bacon? Anybody?
This lasted for a span of about like 20 to 30 minutes, and we were just trying to de-escalate the situation as much as possible.
And as you about to bow, you will learn how to bow to Jesus.
Muslim terrorists.
See, now you see, this is assault. They're assaulting those people. When somebody, it may not be battery, but it is assault. When people are just peacefully praying, not messing with anybody, not instigating anything, just minding their business like other people of other faiths, like Christians and Hindus and Buddhists that pray all over this country, that have the constitutional right to do so. The Constitution of the United States guarantees that freedom of religion and be able to practice the religion within the laws of the land. And when these people go and put bacon in their faces and spit on them, I mean, you see the spit that's going on there, spitting in front of them, cursing, using language to instigate. This is not a representation of what I would say, imagine Jesus would want. If you're a Christian and you're watching this, just think about this. Is this the way Jesus would act? Peace and blessings be upon him. We love Jesus. We see him as a prophet. We see him as a role model for mankind. And we do not believe that Jesus would condone such behavior. This is not love thy neighbor. This is not about, you know, spreading peace and harmony. This is trying to fight people, trying to stop them from being able to pray, trying to instigate them, trying to incite violence. And you look at those young people, women, children, men, praying peacefully and being harassed in this way. As a Christian, are you proud of this? Do you see this as behavior that's becoming of a representation of Christianity? I hope not. And when those same people came to the gate of our event with their cameras and flags and their group trying to instigate us, what did they say to us? They were trying to tell us about, oh, I love my bacon. Keep your hands off my bacon. Like, as if we're trying to take your bacon away. I don't even eat bacon. Like, I'm not going to take your bacon away.
Turkey bacon?
Halal bacon, yes.
Kosher bacon?
Kosher. I eat kosher. Say bismillah. Yeah. Ahlul kitab and the kosher. But
they won't attack kosher.
But that's interesting, right? Because they were talking about bacon, right? And then I asked them a question. And you can play the video. You see, I asked them a very simple, did Jesus eat bacon? Did he eat pork?
Absolutely not.
And they didn't have an answer. I mean, imagine these people are out there talking about, I'm a Christian and Christianity. They didn't know that Jesus didn't eat pork. And then they attacked halal, the dhabiha method of the humane, the much easier method of slaughtering an animal, which is the halal way.
Halal simply means permissible.
Permissible,
that's
exactly.
It. Permissible, halal, permissible.
In the Islamic method of slaughter, which is the same as the kosher method of slaughter, which is the same as what the meat that Jesus would eat would have been slaughtered as, in the same that the Jews of today, they eat that meat in the kosher method, it is a method that is more humane than anything else, right? In America, when the regular meat that's being sold in most stores, they shoot the poor animal in the head with a nail, let it sit there for hours in pain. There's a documentary, Food Inc. You can see how they close in doors and just smash animals and let their bones be broken and so on. That is inhumane. That is torturous to animals. We believe in being humane to animals. Yes, we have canines. Yes, we're meant to eat meat. But that doesn't mean you should be cruel to the animal. Halal ensures that the rights of that animal, that the humanity that we carry out, even slaughtering an animal is there, where the animal doesn't see the knife, he doesn't know that it's going to happen, it's done quick and fast in the most humane way possible. And they were attacking that. And then when I asked them, didn't Jesus eat the kosher laws, meat of the kosher laws? Then they were stuck. And they don't talk about the community eating kosher. They just want to attack halal, even though the same method.
But just think about that. You're coming over here, disrupting a family event, and attacking Muslims for eating pretty much what Jesus, the way he would eat.
Exactly.
I mean, you have nothing better to do with your time. Right. And listen to this. Watch this. This is a Christian.
Parasites love pigs, okay? And they carry numerous parasites. And study after study proves this. In fact, according to a CDC study, they said pork is the primary source of trichinosis infections in the entire world. It's also one of the top for tapeworms, according to the World Health Organization, CDC. It's one of the top sources of toxoplasmosis. And from a biblical standpoint, when you read Leviticus 11, 7 through 8, here's what it says. And the pig, because it parts the hoof, and is cloven-footed, but does not chew the cud, it is unclean for you. You shall not eat any of their flesh, and you shall not touch their carcasses, for they are unclean.
Wow.
Wow. That was deep. Now think about this. According to the Bible, pork is unclean. According to science, pigs are not fit for consumption. Filled with parasites, a very rudimentary digestive system makes that all the filth stays in them. Pigs don't sweat unlike other animals, so they keep all those toxins inside. They are attracted to eating filth, so they keep all those parasites and worms in them even when they are cooked. Even when it's cooked, the parasites don't die in pigs, even though in beef and chicken and fish and others they do. So if you want to keep your bacon, bro. I don't want it. You know, keep it. But why come and try to instigate a fight with Muslims for simply not eating pork. We're not forcing it on anybody else. We don't say you can't have your bacon. We don't say bacon should be banned in America. No. We don't want to eat pork. Alhamdulillah. Jesus didn't eat pork. Moses didn't eat pork. Muhammad didn't eat pork. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets. And we follow the prophets. So it's amazing to me that people who claim to be followers of Jesus are out there trying to put bacon in our faces when Jesus wouldn't touch that bacon.
Let me ask you this. Just to go ahead and push back a little bit, what do you say to those who say that you're trying to establish dominance by that example that we gave from Texas and the Muslims praying outside? You're trying to purposely show dominance by praying outside. Why aren't you praying in your mosque? And then you have an interesting fellow. I don't know if you know this man. He's a Muslim, but they're actually using him to go ahead and perpetuate this argument.
Stereotype of being violent, terrorists, extremists, wanting to take over, all this other. What type of message are we sending by openly praying in Times Square? What kind of message are we sending saying we need the Adhan five times in major cities in the United States? Look, we can't get mad at people here saying we don't want these guys praying out on our streets or playing the Adhan. We can't get mad at them for that when if they went to one of our countries and tried to do what you're doing here.
Well, that's a great point there, except for the fact that when you do go to Muslim countries, Christians do pray there. I myself was in Pakistan, and Pakistan is a country that many people give negative stereotypes to about this. And I saw huge churches, not just churches. I saw Christmas festivals. I saw Pakistani TV playing all kinds of Christmas things on there in the open. Not just that, Christians had a celebration for Christmas out in the parks in Pakistan, openly, out in visible sight. They were praying. They were doing their mass in the open in Pakistan. In fact, I was just in the UAE, and you can see huge Christmas trees. You can see Christians out there in the open. In fact, in many Muslim countries, in fact, very interestingly, I just recently went to another Muslim country, which was Malaysia, beautiful country. In Malaysia, I saw people who were practicing Tai Chi, people who were practicing yoga in parks, public parks. They were out there in the morning practicing their religious traditions. Nobody said anything to them. They were protected in Muslim countries. Look, we as Muslims live by the laws of the land. It is perfectly legal for us to pray in our mosques. It's also legal to pray in public places. We're not blocking traffic. We're not causing harm. But when we need to pray as Muslims five times a day, if there's not a mosque there, right, then we'll have to pray somewhere where it is away from people, minding our business. Like in Florida, they had a permit to be able to hold an event that day, and they were praying in the early morning, Fajr time, early morning, everybody asleep, privately, on the side, legally. I'm not trying to take over or dominance. No, we're just praying. These are the obligatory actions that we have. Now, people who fly from out of state to go there and spit on them and put bacon in their face and cuss at them, is that not trying to show hatred and sow disunity and discord in a community that we live in? We don't do that. If Christians have a parade for Christmas, for example, that's in the public space. That's a religious festival that they have, even though it's not actually Christianity, it's a pagan festival, but they do it. They say Jesus is the reason for the season, and they have a parade in Times Square. Do we say, oh no, that's a religious tradition, you can't have that? No, they have the right legally. Then if we have the right to practice our religion openly, legally, under the Constitution of the United States. So we will not apologize for that, and we will not back down from that. And to say that they would be arrested for doing that in a Muslim country, Joe's, whoever that Myron, is that who that was, is ignorant. And I invite him, if you want to go with me, we'll go to the UAE, we'll go to Kuwait, we'll go to even Saudi, we'll go all over the Muslim world, Malaysia, Indonesia. I will show you Christians, not just in their churches. I will show you them in the streets, wearing crosses, having religious festivals. I will show you with Christmas parades and all kinds of church services that are held in parks, in the open. Hindus practicing their religion, Sikhs practicing their religion. Today in Quebec, they're passing a law that's banning people in the public sector from wearing turbans for Sikhs, from wearing crucifixes for Christians, hijab for Muslims, to the point where they don't want you to have beards and so on. Now, that is less religious freedom than any Muslim country I can think of. Even in Afghanistan, they have declared that Sikhs have the right to wear turbans and worship in their temples. Even in countries like Pakistan, there are people who openly wear crosses, people who work for the Pakistani government that are Christians. When I was a little child in Pakistan, my math teacher was a Pakistani Christian, and she, in a government school, used to wear a crucifix openly, huge crucifix, and nobody gave her a hard time. In fact, we respected her. Name was Mrs. Paul. I still remember her. People respected that. And she would have a special break to go and pray, because in the Pakistani Christian church, they had a service that conflicted with one of the days that we had school, because Sundays at that time, we used to have school. We used to have Friday and Saturday off. Sunday was a school day. So she had special permission to leave and go attend her church service in Pakistan. So people are ignorant. People need to go and travel. I was in Indonesia. Indonesia, I saw Mormon, the LDS Christian missionaries. I saw evangelical missionaries that the government allowed to be there. I saw churches that next to mosques that during their mass, they use the mosque's parking. And during the Jum'ah, the mosque uses their parking, and they live harmoniously in the most populated Muslim country in the world. So ignorance breeds these kinds of statements. This is not true. If we're praying in Times Square, we have permits. We take legal permission for it. We have the constitutional right to do so. If people of the Jewish faith go during Hanukkah and light their candles out in the open in New York, and I've seen it myself, and have their own gatherings, nothing wrong with that. The Constitution of the United States allows that. If Christians go during Mass and go in the streets and they have parades and they have different kinds of events that are going on, St. Patrick's Day, which are religious traditions, then they have the right to do so in the country. We don't say, oh, you're trying to dominate the country. No, we respect the law and we respect people's right to practice their religion.
People have been asking me to, they sent me some clips and they wanted me to respond to this this guy, Myron. And one of the other things that I was real surprised, he was claiming that I'm an American citizen, I was born here. And most of the people who were Muslims, that we're guests here, even those that are born here, which is very interesting, because it's a Christian country. But I don't think he's really thoroughly studied Christianity. I mean, the founding fathers, what they were truly upon. They were deists.
And that's absolutely wrong.
They ran away from Christian persecution from Britain. They came here. And how they set it up, it wasn't as a Christian nation.
100%.
Yeah, this is also about...
First thing to understand, that this nation was founded on freedom of religion.
Yes.
In fact, from the earliest founding fathers of America, there were those that praised Islam. For example, Thomas Jefferson had a Quran. And you can find it today, Thomas Jefferson's Quran. And there were people that held views that would not be in line with Trinitarian Christianity today. Thomas Jefferson, for example, was a Unitarian. He believed in one God, not the Trinity, and he wrote against the Trinity, and he had the right to do so. In fact, from the earliest people in this country, there were Muslims, people that were brought here as slaves, people that were Muslims who were scholars, who were people that wrote books, and they have been documented.
They got kidnapped, brought here, they helped build America.
They did.
The Muslims.
And after that, many Muslim immigrants that came hundreds of years ago now, that came to Detroit, that came to the West Coast even. I mean, in places like Stockton, Lodi, in Sacramento, you will find historic documentation of Muslims that came over 100 years ago and built this nation, built the car industry, built railroads that were part of this nation. And this nation has been built on respecting them. It's not about being guests. If they're guests, then every European that immigrated here from Ireland and Germany and so on are guests too. Unless your name is Standing Bull or something, you really can't be saying that. Mm-hmm. If you're a citizen of this country, you have just as much right to be here as any other citizen. And we are citizens of this country, and we have that right. And nobody has the right to tell us that you don't belong here.
People can look up Treaty of Tripoli.
Yes.
It makes it clear, the founding fathers in this document, it says it specifically, America was not founded as a Christian nation. It's clear,
100%.
Lucid in there. And they were deists. They were not what many of these people claim. People don't read nowadays.
They don't
go back and study.
I mean, even if somebody's an atheist or agnostic or somebody of the Jewish faith, faith or somebody of the Hindu faith or the Buddhist faith, they have the right to be in this country. This country is not only for Christians. And it doesn't mean that if you're not Christian, you're not a citizen. That is not a part of our constitution. And it's never been that way. And anybody who thinks that way is either ignorant or hateful.
I had actually one of my guests, a Christian pastor, and he really was one of the aha moments. And I asked him about this term, Judeo-Christian, and he laughed and he said, this is propaganda. There's no such thing as Judeo-Christian. This is another thing that many politicians and others, this was a term that was developed about 100 years ago. And this is Zionist propaganda. So this is something very important because they try to...
I mean, if you think about it, as Muslims, we respect Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, a lot more than people of other faiths. People of the Hindu faith, for example, would not accredit him to be a Messiah. They would not accredit his miracles. And people of the Jewish faith, on the other hand, would even say that he was born out of wedlock, as has been written in the Talmud and other places, and would even write that he was being boiled in hot feces. And this is unfortunately in their documentation, and you can read it for yourself. And they would say that Mary was an adulteress, and they would say things that we find as blasphemy. We as Muslims believe that Jesus was a miraculous birth, a prophet of God, somebody sent from God, somebody who was an example, a role model, a Messiah. We don't believe he was God, but we do believe that he was a true, righteous prophet of God. And interestingly, when they came to attack us at this event, while we were peacefully practicing our constitutional rights, one of the things that I asked them, and we can play the video, I asked them, that what do you believe? And they said, they believe Jesus is God. And when I asked them, does God know everything? They said, yes. And then when I asked them the simple question, did Jesus know the hour? They fell apart. Let's play the video.
How can he know the hour? You got no answer. None of you guys.
So what
did he know the hour? You see, nobody has an answer.
But what hour
did he know? Did he know the hour?
Mark 13:32.
This is so evident that it's Jesus didn't just, according to the Christian Bible, redlined words of Jesus according to Christians, he didn't just say only the Father knows. He says of that hour, no one knows. And then he clarifies, according to Christian doctrine, not the angels in heaven, nor the Son. He made it explicitly clear, nor the Son, but only the Father. So if only the Father knows the hour, and either they can say that the Bible is wrong and he knew and he was lying, which we would never say that, but it says no, it doesn't say declare, it doesn't say that, you know, he forgot. No, none of those tricks people use. He says none of them know except the Father, and clarifies nor the Son. Then not being all-knowing by definition makes it that Jesus cannot be considered God. Because by definition of the Bible and every logical human being, God is all-knowing. And Jesus didn't know. And there are many examples in the Bible. For example, the fig tree, Jesus didn't know whether there was fruit on it. Many other things that Jesus did not know. But God Almighty above knows everything at all times. Now you look at this video, they could not answer that one simple question, but they're out here trying to instigate violence and hatred and so on.
When you look further into the day, you had another individual, and I think this is really important because Trump basically, he's making Trump look bad. Why? Because Trump went and he freed a bunch of the prisoners that were trying to take over the Capitol, and what had the
people that violently attacked the United States Capitol, the Senate building, and hurt police officers that were defending. I mean, imagine if this was Muslims.
Imagine. So this guy gets free.
I mean, we want to pray. They tell us we're trying to assert dominance and bring Sharia law just because we're praying peacefully. Imagine these people attacked the U.S. government, killed people. People died that day, attacked the offices where our senators and our congressmen do our government bidding, attacked police officers on duty.
This
and
guy,
Trump.
This guy specifically, go ahead.
Jake Lang, right?
It's actually Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Oh,
he goes by Jake. But when you look at the court, I did a video about this report, and he's actually in the court documents as Jacob. Jacob Lang. Many are saying he's an agent. He's an agent provocateur trying to create this.
Was he the one that we saw a video that he was at the wall in Jerusalem?
Yes, yes.
Touching and praying to the wailing wall?
Yes, that's the individual, yeah. So
that's interesting.
So now he was actually...
Is that a Christian tradition?
No, no, that's not. No, it isn't, not.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh. So interesting.
So he went, the assaulted police officers during that that insurrection, and then he did crimes.
Was he convicted of that?
And yeah, he went to jail.
Okay.
Now Trump went and freed him. Okay. So here's what I want people to understand. The president of the United States.
A man who claims to be a Christian, although maybe he's, you know, interesting, but he's saying that he's a Muslim by lying, coming in to a peaceful event and then causing problems while he's there, even though people allowed him to enter, people gave him food, people gave him drink, you can see the videos. And then he chops up that, and what does he say about the event then?
So here's his post here.
Read it. What does it say? He said, I just got caught during an undercover in a mosque in Tampa. First thing, this is a Dean Center, it's not a mosque. Secondly, he wasn't really undercover, he was just lying. A massive Sharia law event. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Our event is live streamed.
I think did we live stream?
It's live streamed also. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So anybody who doesn't know can look at the live streams and you'll kind of see what's going on.
We're not hiding anything. It's live streamed. You're not discovering anything. Every speech is live streamed across 10 different channels on the One Message Foundation, on the AIM, across those channels. It's everything being said is live streamed. You're not discovering anything. And what does it mean, Sharia law?
Law just means law.
Sharia just means law. Event they're throwing here, and was threatened and kicked out by an angry mob of jihadists. Oh, yeah, Allah. This man, we invited him. We brought him in, knowing who he was. We gave him food. We gave him water. Even when me and you walked up and gave them food and gave them water, what did they say? Oh, they're treating us like dogs. I mean, look at this. This man came here to instigate, and we welcomed him. And this is how he responded. He lied. He lied to our faces. If you're a Christian, is this the representation of Jesus? Is this the representation of Christianity? People going to a peaceful event, a family event where men, women, children, families are gathering to talk about being thankful. And you go there lying to them and instigating and them throwing hateful terms as a mob of jihadists. What does that even mean?
Yeah, let's get it. So
I mean, he's the crusader himself, right?
Crusade. We'll say, see, if you mention, okay, this term crusade, a Christian will laugh at you. What the hell is that? Jihadi. This is just made up terms.
Yeah, yeah.
Islamist, Christianist. Like, there's no
ridiculous
such thing. They just make up these words, these terms.
And our event isn't about law at all. It's about being thankful.
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
Like, we open up, and this is what the theme is about. Being thankful to the Creator. Showing thankfulness to God Almighty. Allah.
So, and nothing we're saying is secret. It's live streamed.
That's the important point. I mean, he made it seem like he infiltrated something.
Right?
You
could have just gone online, One Message Foundation.
And he was
you could
told,
have watched the whole thing.
See, I didn't see him myself, but then when I actually did got some firsthand witness testimonies, and the video is out. Now, people are telling me that the people I did speak to him say, look, you didn't even have to be Christian. You could be Christian. You could just come in.
Yeah.
If you said, I want to learn.
Because
that's what the Dean Center is about. It's an educational center to come learn about Islam.
The same day, we had an elderly couple that came that you met with as well.
Yes.
And they were very nice. They were not Muslim. They were Christian. And we welcomed them. And they ate with us. And they stayed the whole night. I mean, they were there for like 4 or 5 hours. They listened to the lectures. Their grandson was there with them. And we had a great conversation even after the event.
We did the same thing with a pastor. We had a pastor here.
We did?
What was his name? I forgot his name.
Bob. His name was Bob.
Okay, Bob. Pastor Bob was here. We had a pastor.
We were
having a nice conversation for like half an hour with the pastor.
And that Christian pastor was welcomed in. We brought food for him. We brought drinks for him. We brought water for him. Me and you sat with him. We had, I don't know how many hours did we sit and have a fruitful, civil conversation. And he was welcome. We gave him a tour and all of that. No, we are welcoming people.
You had Christians here. You had a pastor here.
Yeah. We actually had.
So they're all part of the scheme.
There's another young man. He used to be Muslim.
Yes.
And he actually brought one of his relatives as well, who was a practicing person from the faith. And he did a walkthrough as well. We here at the Dean Center are welcoming people to come. That's the whole point. It's to build bridges. We have open houses. Come, learn. Let's sit together and build a peaceful society. But don't come here trying to instigate and lie and then throw pork and try to do things to try to harm. And even when we are kind and gentle with you, then go and lie and things like this. That is despicable.
I think this will get back. Hopefully, let's get this out to Trump, because Trump needs to put him in his place, because he's making Trump look bad. He's making 100%. Christians look bad. He's making the conservative movement look bad. And that's why many people think he's an agent, provocateur, who's systematically, he's getting paid to do this and cause strife, you know, to get Christians and Muslims fighting.
Well, we hope that good people that are watching this, people of the Christian faith, people of the Jewish faith, people that may be atheists and agnostic, or of the Hindu faith or the Buddhist faith, and people of Islam, Muslims, will come together and not agree to the terms that these Islamophobes are putting in front of us of a clash of civilizations. Rather, we will say we don't want this hate. As Americans, we don't want this conflict. We are people who want to live peacefully in a society that we can benefit each other, that we can help each other to live meaningful lives. Yes, we call people to Islam, but we don't force it on anybody. We don't exert dominance on anybody. We peacefully extend the message of peace, the message of Islam, the message of Tawheed to everybody. As people of the LDS Church, we're commonly called Mormons, or people of the Jehovah's Witness tradition, or evangelicals, or others, they go and they peacefully preach their religion. And in America, under the Constitution, they have the right to do so, and we have the right to do so. People go out with church camps and have events in beaches and parks all over the place. They pray, they sing, they have their hymns, and they have their Christian songs and so on. They have concerts of Christian rock bands in public places, and they have the right to do so in this country. We as Muslims also have the right to pray, as long as we're doing it within the law, openly, and in our mosques peacefully. And we believe that these people trying to agitate and these people trying to cause conflict are the ones that are causing problems, furthering an agenda to divide people. And we as Muslims want to bring peace and building bridges to society.
I want to just repeat what you said. You said we are inviting people to submission to the will of God.
Yes.
Islam. We are inviting people to pure absolute monotheism, Tawheed.
So perfectly monotheistic religion.
That's it. This is what it is.
That's it.
People think Islam and they think like, they have all these negative connotations.
We love Jesus. Peace and blessings be upon him. We never mock him. We never make fun of him. We believe Jesus to be a Muslim as we are. We believe Jesus was a true prophet of God. If Jesus was here, I would follow him as a Muslim. That's my job. If I was in the time of Moses, I follow him. Time of Abraham, we follow him. We love Moses. We love Abraham. We love David. We love Muhammad. We love Jesus. We say peace and blessings upon all of them. We don't mock them. We don't cause any kind of issues between the prophets. We believe in all of them equally. And as Muslims, we believe in living by the law of the land. We believe in a society where we respect others. And in Muslim countries, forget about the propaganda that you see on TV. I have traveled all over the Muslim world recently and in the past. You will see Christians, Hindus, others living peacefully. And historically, if you want to talk about history, if we look at Spain under Muslim rule for 700 years, churches flourished, synagogues flourished, masajids flourished, people of all different traditions lived peacefully. When the Spanish Inquisition happened, what happened? Go look it up. Look up the Spanish Inquisition. What did the people under the banner of the cross do? They massacred, genocided every Muslim and person of Jewish faith and other Christians as well.
And then the Jewish people came to seek refuge
in the Muslim land.
And the Muslims in
North Africa
came and saved the Jews.
They did.
Muslims saved people.
Until today, you have Jews, for example, in Morocco, that are from the generation that came from Spain and were given safe passage and the right to build synagogues and to live freely in Muslim lands. In fact, if you look at the Crusades, how did the Crusaders deal with the Holy Lands? And on the other side of it, how did the Muslims under Salahuddin Ayyubi, for example, even non-Muslims, they'll say Saladin, you know, ruled peacefully, allowing Christians to practice their faith, allowing people of the Jewish faith to practice their faith, unlike the Crusaders who massacred, killed, and raped not just Muslims, but anybody that did not agree with their strand of Christianity.
Let's take, this is a good case study. I just watched the Raqqa News report, and I spoke about this. We know in Dearborn, less crime, more safety. The economy is really good because the Muslims are doing things right.
For sure.
If you go to Buffalo, New York.
Muslim arrival has undeniably transformed the neighborhood. Decaying streets now have beautiful homes. Businesses are opening. And for the first time in years, kids can play safely outside.
If you look at this Raqqa News report, talks about how it was violent wasteland. The neighbors are testifying that they were scared to let their kids play outside. It was just a dump, slums. The Muslims came in, the churches, houses of worship, they're abandoned, they're rotting away. Muslims come in, start buying up these churches, make them into masjids. What is a masjid? That's making a prostration, places
a place
prostration,
of prostration,
place of prayer, pray to the one God, the same way Jesus prayed.
Same God that Jesus prayed.
What's the problem? They're freaking out. And then what happens? Muslims start buying up the homes. They start investing in the community.
Cleaning up the community.
The gangs and the drugs and everything is out. Case study. Look at this. Watch this report. Raqqa News. And then what happens? The neighbors are like, We can let our kids play outside. Charlie Kirk, I mean, before he passed away, I remember we were talking about his American dream, what he was saying, that we want our kids to be able to play outside until the sun goes down.
Allow them to ride their bike till the sun goes down.
I'm saying Americans are actually, Muslims are helping to revive the American dream.
And we've seen the same thing in O'Block in Chicago, where Muslims have brought a positive impact. Crime has gone down, murders have gone down.
O'Block.
And O'Block, yes. People can check out the video. There have been documentaries made by non-Muslims that you can find on YouTube that show videos of me in O'Block giving da'wah. And you see people becoming Muslim, and people, the brothers from O'Block, may Allah bless them, praying Jum'ah together and so on, and how that brought gang violence down, and how that brought safety to one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in America. We've seen this in Detroit as well, when Muslims went and bought out areas and cleaned them up and pushed out the drugs and prostitution and all the crime and made them safer places. In fact, if you look at throughout America, any place you see a big Muslim number, we see doctors, we see engineers, we see businesses being open. Muslims are productive members of this society.
So why doesn't this guy go into some of the crime-infested hoods? He wants to take his America back, wants to make it great again. Why does he go start, do a case study? Let's see what you can
do. Let him go to O'Block. Let's see how he does.
Go to O'Block.
Go to one of these hoods
and take it back from the drug dealers. Start there. Go ahead. Instead of harassing, provoking innocent, peaceful Muslims. Why does he do that? This is hypocrisy, man.
It's somebody just trying to instigate. And I hope that
We need Christians. That's what we need, Christians. We need people of God. We need good people, Americans, to call this guy out. Cancel him. Do something.
Yes.
And Trump. He's making Trump look bad. Really bad.
Call a man out, man.
Yeah. A couple more things I want to ask you about. It's interesting because you know how the story goes. You know, as soon as something's connected to a person being Muslim, he ate with a Muslim, passed by a Muslim, and then the media, there's been studies, 400% more media coverage when it's somebody's connected to Islam. They're literally bringing in the media, going through his house. When have you seen that with anybody
Insane.
Else? You've seen that, right? Yeah. They come in his house.
I mean,
conveniently, they find a Mus'haf, a Quran.
Yeah.
But then there's this story you were telling me about, the two Texas men charged in a plot. These are Christian men. We don't blame Christianity.
But they would have blamed Islam.
They would have blamed Islam.
If they were Muslim, Islam would have been blamed.
Yeah, they were going to make children slaves, prostitutes.
They were going to attack an island in the Caribbean, yes.
Yeah, look, these are Christians who said he was going to apostle and he's a friend of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, we don't blame Christianity.
We don't. Those are individuals. But then if they were Muslims, it's not just we're all Muslims, but Islam itself would be blamed.
And tell me, this is not nationwide news coverage. Imagine if there was some kind of connection, Muhammad instead of Tommy. What do you think, huh?
Yes, 100%.
Hypocrisy.
Right.
Talk about that.
It's an absolute hypocritical double standard that goes on. If somebody, like the man who attacked the LDS church, a man with Trump stickers in his house, with American flags in his truck, went and rammed with a weapon and shot innocent people of the LDS Christian tradition, and nobody blamed his Christian faith, right? he was somebody who was Christian, but hated a different type of Christianity, which is the Latter-day Saints, commonly called Mormons. And nobody blamed his faith. The man who shot Charlie Kirk was somebody that was raised in the church, in the LDS church, interestingly, right? So why is it that only Muslims get that stereotypical blaming the whole society? And I hope that people of good faith that are watching will open their mind to this, that if somebody does something, it's that individual that should be held accountable, not the entire community or race. That is racism, that is prejudice, that is what is sowing the hatred in society.
There is something going on with the algorithms. You had MTG Myrie Taylor Greene, she just resigned, and she was also discussing this. And many others, another guest that I have on, a Catholic guest, he was talking about the same people that were funding Charlie Kirk. They are the same, the Sheldon Group are the same people that are behind the Islam hate industry and who are pumping money into the algorithm, who are spreading this misinformation and hate propaganda against Muslims. I've actually noticed, you know, the amount of subscribers now dramatically. Many people are reporting now, Muslim accounts who are just suddenly losing hundreds to thousands of followers a day on the Elon Musk X. I just started notice this. So on X, you have a lot of people also repeating this 66,000 Muslim terrorist attacks. I want to address this for a second. I responded to this by there's a professor, a terrorism expert. He's named Robert Pate, who's a terrorist expert with decades of global data. He said that 95% of the terrorist attacks since 1980 are driven by foreign occupation, not Islam. This is him. He's not Muslim.
95%.
Yeah. The number one suicide bombing group from 2003 is the secular Tamil Tigers, not Muslims. Yes. And extreme violence is this, I mean, in all communities, the KKK, Lords of Resistance Army, Andrew Breivik, the CERT,
Aryan Brotherhood, the FARC in Colombia,
keep going, yeah.
The IRA,
the MS-16s
Ireland,
are Christian, ain't
the
they?
MS-13, yeah, 13. No doubt, yeah, the Sureños. I mean, not just that, even if you look at the Zionist terrorist attacks on the King David Hotel, if you look at terrorism that's been carried out on the name of Hinduism, Tamil Tigers, as you mentioned, under the name of Christianity or Catholicism, as we look in the IRA and Sinn Féin, and you look in what happened in Ireland, and across the board, terrorism is not tied to a religion. And when you look at those kind of stats, why are there no stats about the Christian groups like the ones in Southern Sudan?
Well, here's what they did here, Shay. Here's what they did. See, as for the 66,000 Muslim terrorists, they claim, this claim is misleading, so it's lies. It lumps up together battlefield deaths in war zones like Iraq, Afghanistan, tribal conflicts, and criminal incidents. Then it falsely labels them as Islamic terrorism. Can you see the 100%. Manipulation with their claims? So this is propaganda. It's not data.
The FBI has released report after report that shows even in the United States, since 9/11, the vast majority of terrorist attacks have been by non-Muslims, people of the Christian faith, people who were atheists and agnostics and others. This is just absolutely misusing numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, think about it. Even if you look at historically, World War I, World War II, Stalin, Mao, Hitler, all of these people, none of them were Muslim. These are people, go get ChatGPT and ask which religious tradition has been responsible for the most murders in the world. The number one is atheism. And the number two is Christianity. Muslims aren't even in the top five list there. So these are things that are ridiculous claims, and they're just used to spread hatred. 2 billion Muslims live across the world, and vast majority of them are peaceful people. Just like that, more than 2 billion Christians live around the world, and mass majority of them are peaceful people. And there are loonies, and there are murderers, and there are terrorists in every tradition, and we should condemn them equally, not try to make this a way to divide society.
That lady that as soon as those mischief makers, the people that were at the front who were looking to provoke, as soon as we left them, that lady who she approached me, the grandmother, she's Christian, and she was asked, are you Dean? I said, yes. She said, my grandson, he accepted Islam. It's the best decision he ever made.
Allahu Akbar.
I got the video about this. We interviewed her, and she was so happy. She was just so happy. She said he's improved so much. It's been the best decision in his life.
Islam has changed William in the most amazing ways. I just feel so thankful that William found Islam.
And they're actually, her and her husband are considering Islam. They've been visiting the mosque.
That's beautiful.
And she was devastated. She said, I'm devastated seeing this, what these people are doing. Is this what we've come to?
Very sad. So if you're watching and you're Christian, I hope that you will take the name of Christianity away from these hate mongers and Islamophobes and bring the true peaceful message of Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, to the forefront, and condemn such Christians who are trying to sow hatred and violence in our community, as we as Muslims condemn any Muslim that would try to bring illegitimate violence and hatred in society. We hope that peaceful Muslims and Christians and others will develop a society where we can all live peacefully and share ideas and speak to each other in a rational manner.
And let's end with this. Let's have a call to President Trump. Let's go ahead and, because President, he's making, like I said, he's making Trump look very bad. Yes. So we call on Trump, who's the president of this country, and I'm sure if he was going around burning Talmuds, and if he was doing such a thing as infiltrating, going into synagogues,
taking bacon and putting it in the face of Jewish people,
take the bacon and do it to the Jewish person. Yeah. Go ahead, try that. You
then
see what would
be
happen?
Anti-Semitic, and he'd be arrested.
He would be. Trump would be calling this man. If that was a Muslim doing that, they would be out.
Yes.
We asked President Trump, the level heads out there. He's making you look bad, Trump. Put this person in check. What do you think?
Agreed, 100%.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you, brother. Assalamu alaikum.